And then I moved to Washington and became involved in the policy world and worked for about 10 years on nuclear non-proliferation and trying to inhibit the spread of weapons of mass destruction. And so that required learning quite a bit on, you know, payloads and missiles and plutonium and high-enriched uranium, nothing that I was trained for in my undergrad years. So I was used to sort of learning on the job. But along with that came developing nonprofits, how to launch nonprofits, how to, you know, do the budgets and the fundraising and the revenue and the resource mobilization for social impact in the world. So you had to develop organizational development skills along on the fly as well. So by the time I reached Michigan, I started to realize that I needed to backfill my education with, you know, the standard tools and skills of sort of management, finance, accounting, you know, negotiation, strategy, and leadership, because that's what I was actually doing in practice. But I had not stopped or had time to stop and take a breath to backfill my education, and I didn't have the option to like stop working and then going, you know, full time to business school. I'd never been to Ann Arbor. I didn't know Michigan well, although I know many people who had graduated from there. And so when the opportunity came to do the executive program, and even though it wasn't near Washington, D.C., and I would have to fly out, that this seemed like a too good to be true. The hands-on approach, the applied learning, and emphasis on leadership and entrepreneurship, as well as this, I would say, elite modesty and talent. It delivered in the peer support of the caliber of like executives who were in the program, largely from, you know, different large companies. And so I was quite impressed with my, you know, student colleagues and what I learned from them. So on one hand, that type of peer support learning is taking place day to day and on teams. Secondly, the professors were fantastic. And then I saw that I had an affinity, you know, whether it be Tom Kinnear on, you know, strategy and marketing, or others who were teaching negotiations, for example. So, and leadership courses. So I started to realize that the MBA delivered on getting, you know, some skill sets in order, like how to do the crunch the numbers, do the math, and think through sort of, you know, the best practice in these areas. But more so, it delivered on increasing my confidence as a leader and a strategist and as an entrepreneur. So and lastly, in terms of, you know, I think lifelong relationships and support from, you know, MBA classmates, professors, and the pride of the institution and the talent, it delivered, you know, A++. So it was having to think about innovation and strategy differently, not just in an organizational sense, but how does one build coalitions of partners for the sake of impact in the world? So in one case, it was how to end the scourge of landmines. We had a big challenge with, you know, over 80 million landmines buried in up to 80 countries around the world. 80% of the victims of these weapons were actually civilians, not soldiers. So you take something as big as that and wonder, how is it that, you know, sort of an MBA or this type of degree can apply to the social sector? So in a sense, I'm a person who tries to mobilize resources and cast talent in a cause that's bigger than all of us for impact in the world. And that includes people from corporate sector, people from legal sector, people from tech sector, government sector, you know, even academia, and really strong researchers who might be stuck in a silo somewhere in the middle of the country.